At some point, we all, every single one of us business owners, are going to look to exit and sell our businesses. That's like a really big deal. And how cool will it be when you are at that point? But what's that look like? How far in advance do we need to be putting these things in order? And what exactly are the things that need to be in order for us to sell our businesses? And who exactly can sell their business? Who are those people? Do you have to meet certain criteria? And does there need to be a certain timeline to set yourself up for that? Well, today, we're going to give you those answers because I know at some point, every single one of us are going to say, I want to sell my business. Whether you're a brick and mortar or an entrepreneur, you're going to want to stick around. And thank you. Wherever you're watching from, we appreciate you. You are live with us on the Erin Strayer Show, where we are all about promoting, cultivating, and expanding amazing female entrepreneurs that are out in the world doing things just a little bit differently. We talk about hot topics and pain points like, oh my gosh, like I really want to sell my business, but I don't know how to do that. And who do I talk to? And who do I trust? And who's been there before? And who's gone through those things, right? All of those pain points. And the cool thing is we give you tips, tricks, tools, and workarounds to those challenges and those obstacles that we face every single day as female entrepreneurs. I'm your host, Erin Strayer, and recovering corporates and entrepreneurs hire me to get them business beyond the basics because most of them are indecisive. They're held hostage by their own fear. Oh my gosh, what do I do next? And have settled for average C+ vanilla and are just cruising. So I help them keep on track by setting attainable goals, plugging gaping holes in their businesses and personal lives, and taking their dreams to reality. And bottom line, I provide peak performance scaling strategies for growth-minded entrepreneurs so that you and your business get the attention to detail it deserves and you start making money in your business. You can find me at erinstrayer.com. The show is never, ever, ever about me. It's always about our amazing guest experts that choose to come on our show and hang out with us for the day. Today is no exception. She is the president of Business Transition Academy Incorporated and the co-author of Cashing Out Your Business. Jane Johnson has assisted dozens of business owners with planning and executing successful business sales and transfers to employees, managers, co-owners, and outside buyers. She's a certified manager acquisition advisor. She is a certified business exit consultant. She's a CPA and a trained family business advisor. Ooh, she's so good. You guys, please welcome my friend, Jane Johnson.
Thank you. Hi, Erin. How are you today?
Fantastic.
Thanks so much.
I'm super excited that you're here. And this is such a hot, hot, hot topic for so many people. And, and you know, nobody really knows who to talk to or what to talk about when they're really thinking, you know, they're doing their 5-year plan and they're like, man, in 5 years, I want to sell this joint. Right. And like most of the time, I'm sure people are like, Hey Jane, I'm on the 6-month program. Can you help me out?
That happens. That happens.
Yeah. So like, now this is what you do all the time, but how did you get to this point right here? Because there's a massive backstory for you and how you've become this guru, this go-to expert for exiting and selling and transitioning out of ownership.
So yes. And so what happened for me, Erin, was I had started a company back in 1990 and I ended up growing that business for 14 years with a couple of partners. And we were approached in the early 2000s by a couple of buyers. And even though I had been in a CEO group for 7 years while we were growing the business, we had 2 speakers in 7 years on how to exit the business. So we were totally unprepared when the buyers came knocking. We hoped someday it would happen, but we really didn't know what we could be doing in advance.
Sure.
So it was we were caught flat-footed. So I ended up hiring somebody to help us who called himself a consultant. And we found out in the middle of the negotiation that he was withholding information, trying to get us to accept a lower offer so that he could get some commission instead of no commission. And he'd end up getting a deal done, and you know, and we would end up getting less money. So luckily we found this out in the middle of the process and we were able to fire him. And then I worked with an attorney to get the deal done. And after spending 3.5 years with the buyer, I said, you know, I really want to devote my next the next stage of my career to helping other business owners through this process so that they would have successful exits, you know, more successful than what we had. Even though it worked out okay, we definitely could have done better if we had planned in advance.
Yeah. And I think that, you know, in many, many cases, I wish I had some hindsight.
Yeah, 2020.
I wish that I knew now what I knew then comes into play. And, you know, quite honestly, from that transaction, put you in this position that you're in now, where you've helped hundreds and hundreds of people transition their businesses. And like, how far in advance do people have to start thinking about this?
Ideally, at least 2 or 3 years, Erin. You know, we've had owners who call us and say, I have a buyer knocking at the door. Can you help us? And the answer is absolutely, but wish you called like 6 months ago or a year ago.
Yeah.
We've done even more, but we can certainly help. So it's never too late until the ink is dry. But if you do it at least 2 or 3 years in advance, you'll have time to more dramatically impact the outcome. Because as you can imagine, you can't just grow your business overnight. You can't fix your business overnight. You can't groom successors overnight. There's a lot of things that you have to do that take time. Yeah. So 2 or 3 years is comfortable. We tell people 5 years is ideal. But even 2 or 3 years will give you a lot of enough time to prepare.
Yeah. And, you know, when people are starting to think about this and they're putting their, you know, it's the beginning of 2020, man, by 2025, I want to be sold, you know, whatever that looks like. If, you know, I want to sell a part of my business at least by 2025. What are the things that they need to start doing? Like, what does that plan look like? Okay. So they got it on their plan.
Sure. Which is good. Although I have to caution you and say one thing. One thing that we tell our owners is you can't simply just pick an age or a year at which you want to sell your business, because what are the chances that the economy will be good then, that there'll be buyers out there then, that your business will be doing well then, right? So there's all these things that impact whether or not you can sell your business. So what we tell owners is plan now for the exit, and then you'll be able to pull the trigger when the time is right, knowing what stage your business is at, what's going on in your industry, what's going on in the economy. All those things have a factor. So you can't just pick an age or a year at which you want to retire. But there are some things that every owner can do, Erin. And in the book, and on our website, we outline the 6 steps that we think all owners should take in order to plan for a successful exit. So step one, we call getting yourself prepared. It's all about preparing yourself for the transition. Because as you can imagine, some owners will have a hard time walking away. Some owners would have a hard time working for a new buyer. Some may want to stay for 3 or 4 more years and sell to an insider. So you have to figure out what your own goals are and what's your vision for the best transition for you. The second step we call counting beans, and that's all about your personal finances and making sure that you understand how much money you need to net from the transition in order to achieve your goals. And not every owner, you know, knowing that number is very powerful, because if your business is not worth enough, you'll know that, and you'll know that you have to grow the business, right?
Yeah. And I think too, I'm just stop for you for a second. So metrics come into play very, very strong here. And I think a lot of young businesses don't realize how important it is that those metrics are tracked all the time too, to see the progress that their business is actually making, or if it's not, where the holes are so they can plug them and continue to scale so that they have a profitable business at the end that is sellable.
Yeah. Exactly. So critical. And that kind of leads us right into step three, which we call building a better box. And that's all about understanding what your business is worth today and how to maximize the value. And you have to look at it from the buyer's perspective. You know, in your industry with your business, what are buyers looking for? Who's buying? What are they buying so that you can grow your business with the exit in mind? So critical. And most owners have to grow the value of their business before they can sell, because their business is not worth enough after taxes in order to meet their goals. So if you could put a business growth plan in place, knowing how much you needed to grow it before you could exit, voila, right? You have a much better shot of achieving your goal. Most people put a growth plan in place, but they don't know how much they actually have to grow in order to have a successful exit.
And is that something that you go over with your clients when they jump on board with you, is to actually do a deep dive into that growth plan?
We do. And we do the business. We do a baseline valuation, and then we do a qualitative assessment on the business so that they can understand what they need to do to improve it. And show them, if you make these changes, this is how much more the value will go up in your business.
Yeah.
Very important.
Yeah. It's super important, and it's extremely critical, depending on, I think a lot of people don't realize that their business is profitable, one, and two, that it's desirable to sell it either. Mm-hmm. And so I think that that falls in the gap a lot with a knowledge base that they need to have these, the goal setting things that you are talking about in place ahead of time. And mm-hmm. that's super critical. Like the planning part is super critical long-term.
It is so critical, so critical. And having a great management team, you know, even if you're a small company, at least having a second in command, you really don't want the business to be dependent on you.
Right.
Your business is worth a lot more money if it's not dependent on you.
Oh, say that again.
Your business is worth a lot more money if it's not dependent on you. So one of the main goals in that whole qualitative assessment is to understand the dependence on the owner and how they can get the dependence off of them. So it's so critical to have key employees that can help you with the business.
You know, and that goes hand in hand with making sure that you have a great board of directors and that you have people that you're accountable for and to and with all of those things on in place. And as entrepreneurs, you know, so often we fall in that space of a solopreneur,
right?
And where we are all the board positions.
It's true. That's exactly right. Yeah.
Until we're not. And you know, at what point in time is it valuable for us to make that jump and scale, knowing that we as a solopreneur are profitable and we would like to get out? Like, do you deal with solopreneurs as well?
I do. You know, and our education is good for owners of all sizes. You know, mm-hmm. we work with clients as small as a million and as large as several hundred million, believe it or not, mm-hmm. because owners of every size don't have this information. So it's so critical. Yeah. Getting the dependence off the owner. Critical. Yeah.
Critical.
Step four that we were talking about, the six-step process. Step four is really all about your exit options. So many owners don't realize that they may have an option to sell their business internally. Of course, you have to have a key employee, a family member, a co-owner, something like that. Somebody like that to sell to. But so what we do there is we teach owners all about their internal transfer options as well as their external. And we teach them about the different types of buyers, you know, private equity groups, strategic buyers, financial buyers, and then internally how it might work if you were to sell to a co-owner, family member, or employee, and all the different ways that it can be structured. So that's step four. We call that follow the yellow brick road. And then in step five, the art of the deal, we teach owners all about the selling process and how long it can take and what kind of fees you're going to pay and who needs to be on your advisory team.
So key.
It's so critical because owners are shocked by just how long the process takes.
Yeah.
So it's not unusual for sales to take 6 to 12 months or longer. And that's once you're entirely ready to go to market. So it's surprising how long an external sale can take.
Wow. You know, and I think that this is so beneficial to talk about this. And I know that there are a lot of people that are in my audience that are at that high six into this, well into the seven figure mark that they're like, man, I, you know, just walking away doesn't serve it. You know, I've grown and developed this service, this product, this thing, this coaching company, whatever, to this mark, and it to just walk away and let it die.
Sad.
Sad. And there's options. And I think that the, you know, bringing forward what you're talking about and that there are steps to implement and to put into place is again, this critical planning that you guys do and that it's open to so many different industries. And that they are sellable. Do you also do like an audit of their business to make sure that they are sellable in the industry?
Well, what we do is we do that value, that baseline assessment on the valuation, Aaron, and then we look at the qualitative aspects of the business. And as part of that process, we're looking at how marketable the business is to an outside buyer. So we're having those conversations with the owner. You know, we don't act as business brokers. Yeah. And if they do go to market, we do recommend that they work with an intermediary. Because it's impossible for us to know every buyer in every industry.
Sure.
But we have a pretty darn good idea as to how marketable the company is, but after doing that assessment.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And as you mentioned, you know, one of the statistics that I think your viewers will find surprising, and this just came out in a very recent report that I'd be happy to share with everybody, but 70% of owners are turned down by business brokers when they go to list their businesses. 70%. And of the 30% that they accept, only 50% can consummate a transaction. So that means 15% of the people that wanted to sell are selling externally. So what do you do if you can't sell externally? You know, so it's really good if you've got that strong team in place, because sometimes owners can do much better by doing an external transfer, which might surprise some people.
It's super surprising to me. That statistic is scary. You know,
it's scary.
It's very scary. And it's very, oh, well, why should I even try? Right. Without knowing that there's other options out there. Right. And where you being a massive resource coming into play is critical to have in your pocket and on, like, seriously, people, put Jane Johnson's name on your, on your 5-year plan and start talking to her now. If that's something that's in your plan for the next minimum five years, right? Like, you would love it, even if it was longer out than that, to really start the process and to see what that looks like and to make sure that those things are coming into play. And if there's gaps in the process or in the systems that need to be filled so that it is scalable and sellable, you tackle those at that time and go, hey, this is what you need to take care of. And before we go
do,
to the market.
And it can dramatically improve your chances for a successful exit, you know, dramatically. So if people will just do the planning in advance, you know, one of the things that I haven't mentioned yet is tax planning, which can, I'm a CPA by training. I was in corporate finance. So I'm always a nut about how do we minimize the taxes on this, on these deals. And one thing that many owners might not realize is if they have a C corporation and they sell the assets of the company, and by the way, almost every sale is an asset sale. It's not a stock sale. In a C corporation, you're going to pay double tax on the transaction, once at the corporate level and again at the personal level.
So double tax?
50% tax on the sale if you're a C corporation and sell the assets. So, and that if you switch to an S corporation or some other form of what they call a pass-through entity, you'll only have one level of tax. But guess what? The IRS has a 5-year look back. So you need to switch now if you think
you
sell your C corporation in the future. And we still run into C corporations that are out there and the owners have no idea that there's a double taxation if they were to sell their business in the future. So that's an example of something that takes 5 years to be fully in place before you sell.
That one thing.
That one thing. It's critical. And it will save you literally hundreds of thousands of dollars potentially on the sale or more on the sale of the business.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
Depending on the size of the company.
Like, I can't even, that nugget right there is huge, huge, huge for anybody that's anywhere close to being ready to sell their business. Mm-hmm. Anybody, mm-hmm. you know, whatever it is to make sure that you are an S
or minimum. Right. Some form of entity that's not going to get that double taxation. Mm-hmm. So that's critical. And that's just an example of one of the things that owners don't typically know. I didn't know.
How would you know that? How would a normal person know that?
You'd have to have spoken to a CPA and said, you know, I want to sell my business. And then
it specializes in business sale.
They would say, oh, by the way, there's double taxation, because there are some benefits to having a C corporation. So by the way, I'm not giving tax advice here to everyone, but and they do need to check with their own CPA to make sure that it makes sense for them to switch.
Yeah.
Because there are some advantages, but if you look at that long-term advantage and the kind of money that you could lose if you stay a C corp, it may make sense for them to switch now.
Oh my gosh.
For sure.
Oh my gosh. Seriously. Yeah. You guys, I can't even stress that enough.
because
the normal person wouldn't even begin to fathom or think about that.
No.
If that's nowhere in your wheelhouse, nowhere in your thought process, nowhere in your training. I got zero CPA training whatsoever, tax, nothing, right? I trust somebody else to take care of it and advise me.
Right.
I do. Here's all my things. Tell me where to sign.
For sure.
That's it. That's what I do. Yeah.
That's an interesting point, Erin. You know what we tell our clients, because we do teach them how business sales are taxed. What we say to them is, you don't need to become a tax expert, and we don't expect you to, but you will really, it will behoove you to at least learn how business transactions are taxed at a high level so that you can understand when you're entertaining an offer from a buyer and you're working with your CPA, you can really understand what you're going to be left with at the end of the day, because the gross selling price doesn't really matter. It's what you net that counts. It's so critical for you to at least, for you as an owner, to at least have a basic understanding of how these things work, so that during the negotiation, you can raise it as an issue if you know you're going to be, you know, in trouble tax-wise.
Yeah.
And of course, work with your CPA. Make sure you have a good CPA to work with. For your transaction.
Right. One that has your best interest in mind too.
For sure.
FYI.
Right. Right. Don't pick the wrong guy.
Pick the wrong guy. And if you do, make sure you let him go before you get too far in.
That's right. And by the way, I am still a proponent of CEO groups. They're wonderful. It's just that ours never really talked about the exit. And I don't know how many of them do nowadays. I don't hear about it much. So it's critical.
This first time, like talking to you, is the first time I've even
said that.
It's crazy. And I talked to hundreds of people, literally hundreds of people that I talked to. And this is the first time this topic has come up, and why I was so excited to have you on and sharing this with our entrepreneurs, our solopreneurs, our business owners, our brick and mortar people that watch the show. And it's so critical to have this information. And it's almost like it's classified. You know what I mean? Like it's in that envelope that's got the stamp on it that says confidential, right? like it's that highly confidential information that nobody has. And it's why is it such a secret? Why are people not taught this?
Oh, it doesn't make any sense. Mm-mm. It didn't make any sense to me. I was astounded that we didn't have more education on this.
Yeah.
And I thought, wow, that's it. I'm going to devote my practice to educating other owners and get the word out. I felt like the town crier, you know, I'm going to tell everyone about
hey!
But you know, seriously, Erin, you know, unless you're a venture-backed company or you've taken in private equity money, and in which case your exit will be planned by the investors.
Sure.
That is a tiny percentage of the business owners out there. The rest of us have to figure out how we're going to sell our business. And we'll probably have one business that we can sell in our lifetime, maybe only one. Right. So you have one shot at doing it well, right? you don't want to have a poor exit and then have to continue working or working harder than you thought you'd have to for the rest of your life.
Yeah. And I know that you mentioned a little bit ago, and we went through a couple of the tips that you drop on your, as far as resources, but I want to talk about your academy for a little bit. I want to jump into that and talk about your business transition academy. And it's scrolling across the bottom of the screen if you're watching us live, and if you're catching a replay or if you're on our podcast, we'll make sure it's in the show notes, the link to jump into to Jane Johnson's Academy. But let's chat about that for a second.
Sure. So the whole notion of the Academy, Erin, you know, it's not possible for us to work one-on-one with every client. There are just so many people that need this help, and we get overwhelmed. So it had been our mission for a number of years, and I'm so excited that we finally have taken all of our content and we've now put it online. So owners of businesses of every size can join the Academy and just learn. They can just be, you know, we have three levels of membership. We have free, we have pro, and we have expert. And if they want to just do it themselves and come in and consume the content, they can be a free or a pro member. If they want some help with it in a mastermind group of business owners, we can also help mentor them through the process at the expert level. But the idea is just to get that education out there so that every owner can figure this out and make sure that they're planning well in advance for their exit.
Yeah, that's so critical. And I think that there's there's so much power in numbers too. Like when they're in a group like that of other business owners that are looking for advice to sell their businesses, and just the collaboration and the back and forth that happens inside of those education groups, I think is beyond, you can't put a monetary amount on that.
It's true. It's true. I was in that CEO group for 7 years growing my business. And I have to say it was the best thing I ever did when I was growing the business, because I got to sit in the room and listen to the other CEOs' problems and issues and concerns and how they solve them. And I learned more by sitting in that group. I was able to fast track. So that's the kind of information, you know, they'll be able to get from the other owners who are exiting. And in addition to that, one of the other things we do every month is we interview an exiting owner. So we interview clients who are either in the middle of their exit or who have finished their exits to hear what they did right, what they did wrong, what the lessons learned were, so that they can avoid making mistakes. So
that's critical. Man, don't ever do this. I did this. It was a
don't do what I did.
It was an epic fail.
That's right. Here's what not to do. It's almost as important to know what not to do as it is what you should do.
I agree with that statement so much. It's it really is imperative, I think, to know also that you're not alone in your, what's the word? I was going to call them misjudgments, but really it's the lack of knowledge, really. When you're making a decision, it's really a lack of knowledge when you are faced with a decision and you make a decision. Because you're in the moment and you have to.
Right. Exactly.
You're not educated enough.
You just don't have the information, right? So that whenever one of the other key things we talk about, even in the free membership, is the lessons learned by owners. And that's not to at all, you know, hey, I went through an exit that could have been better as well. So it's not at all to disparage owners. It's all about the lack of education. That's all. Nobody teaches this stuff. So how would you know what you're supposed to do in advance or during the transition? So the more you can learn in advance, the fewer regrets you'll have, essentially.
So true. So friends, if you're watching or listening rather from a podcast platform somewhere, iHeartRadio or wherever you're listening from, you can jump in Jane's Business Academy. It is businesstransitionacademy.com. There are three different levels that you can join at. And there's massive amounts of resources and information in there. And you have a connection to Jane in there and all the things. And oh my gosh, seriously. I can't imagine anybody that has spent their lifeblood, really, because I think, you know, we all jump into business because we want to, and it's a passion and a desire, whatever our business is. It's a passion. And I think it's super sad to think that you just let it go without selling it and having somebody else take your passion and take it to the next level.
Right. It's exciting to do that. And, you know, the other thing, Aaron, when owners say, you know, I'd really want this business to continue, it's 99% of the time, it's not about their personal legacy. It's about preserving the jobs. Their employees have worked so hard for them. They don't want them to lose their jobs. All those families are depending on them in many cases, sometimes hundreds of employees.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a big responsibility you've got. So you have to really figure out what's going to happen to them in the future. So even if you have five employees, two employees.
Right.
You know, so most owners don't want to just liquidate. So that's a sad story. You know, sometimes it makes sense if the business is just not sellable and there's nobody to take it over. Sure. But that's the, you know, we really try to avoid that at all costs.
Yeah.
So that the business can continue.
Man, about 20 years ago, I needed you when I liquidated my company.
Oh, it does happen.
It's hard. And you're right. When you have, you know, we had our warehouse, we had 60 employees in our warehouse. We had seven regional sales reps. I had staff in my showroom. I had delivery guys. I had installation crews, you know, the whole shebang. And, you know, it was sad. It was really, really sad that there were that many families, that were affected simply because we didn't have the tools didn't have the resources to do it and sell it properly. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, too bad. I know it does happen.
It happens. But the thing is, you're the resource. You're the resource that we now have, right? That we now have. And people shouldn't have a shame on you when they have a Jane Johnson in their pocket.
So. Right. Ideally, we want to put them on a path for success. And yes. You know what's an interesting statistic, and a lot of people don't know, is that privately held businesses employ more than 50% of the workers in this country. And I believe I read a statistic that they also employ more than 80% of the workers in the 500 and up employee companies.
Wow.
You think that public companies, it's a huge impact if privately held businesses don't have continuity, huge in the economy. Mm. So we're talking, you know, it's a major part of the American economy. So all those jobs at stake.
So critical. So critical. Folks, we've been talking to the amazing Jane Johnson, who is a queen with business exit transitions and strategies to sell and step out and away from the business that you have grown from the ground up, and to have that transition go smoothly and in everybody's favor and make it a triple win. We've talked about all kinds of ways to plan that and how far in advance to plan what the things that you need. And we've dropped 4 tips in our show today, and there's more on her website. You can see those at businesstransitionacademy.com, and you can check out Jane and touch base with her there. Everybody, thank you so much for being with us. Jane, thank you for your knowledge. Thank you for your time and your education and your commitment to helping other people transition smoothly. Oh, appreciate you. Appreciate you.
Thank you so much.
Everybody else, we'll see you right back here soon on the Erin Strayer Show. We appreciate you. Take care.